Connected Valley Radio, around the world, all day, every day.
Yes, welcome along. This is Gavin Stewart. It's just turned 11 o'clock on the 16th of September. Let's start the music off this evening. Welcome along, Lauren Bacall. It's her birthday. You didn't know she was a singer as well.
Welcome to the theatre, to the magic, to the fun, where painted trees and flowers grow and laughter rings fortissimo and treachery is sweetly done. Now you've entered the asylum, this profession unique. Actors are children playing hide and ego seek. So welcome, Miss Eve Harrington, to this business we call show. You're on your way to wealth and fame. Unsheathe your claws, enjoy the game. You'll be a bitch, but they'll know your name. From New York to Kokomo. Welcome to the theater. My dear, you'll love it so. Welcome to the dirty concrete hallways. Welcome to the friendly roaches, too. Welcome to the pinchers from the stagehands. It's the only quiet thing they do. Welcome to the Philadelphia critics. Welcome, Librium and Nebutol. Welcome to a life of laryngitis. Welcome to dark toilets in the hall. Welcome to the flop you thought would run for years. Welcome to the world of fears and cheers and tears. Welcome to the theater. With some luck, you'll be a pro. You'll work and slave and scratch and bite. You'll learn to kill with sheer delight. You'll only come alive at night when you're in a show. Welcome to the theater, you fool. You love it so.
Celebrating the birthday of Lauren Bacall, actress, of course. And that was called Welcome to the Theatre. And welcome along. Yes, Gavin Stewart here. And here through until midnight this evening, we have our next musical birthday, Charlie Bird. Well, he sort of teamed up with Stan Getz. Dessa Fernando, here we come.
Se você disser que eu desafino amor, saiba que isto em mim provoca imensa dor. Só privilegiados têm ouvido igual ao seu. Eu possuo apenas o que Deus me deu. Se você insiste em classificar meu comportamento de antimusical, eu mesmo mentindo devo argumentar que isto é bossa nova, que isto é muito natural. Que você não sabe, nem sequer pressente, é que os desafinados também têm coração. Fotografei você na minha Rolleiflex, revelou-se a sua enorme ingratidão. Só não poderá falar assim do meu amor. Ele é o maior que você pode encontrar, viu? Você com a sua música esqueceu o principal. que no peito dos desafinados, no fundo do peito bate calado. No peito dos desafinados também bate um coração.
Charlie Bird and De San Fernando. I think that's how you say it anyway. Now, our next musical birthday is B.B. King. The thrill is gone. Oh, it's not. We're here through until midnight, so plenty. Oh, a bit loud there. Sorry. Yes, we're here until midnight, so enjoy the music.
Thank you.
B.B. King celebrating what would have been his birthday. The thrill is gone. No, it's never gone when it's your birthday, is it now? It's always exciting. Maybe not like it used to be when you were a real, real, real youngster, but the excitement is still there. Anyway, moving on. We have, who have we got next? Oh yes, the Dubliners. Yes, I nearly forgot who it was. There we are. Ronnie Drew from the Dubliners. Black Velvet Band. Here we are.
In a neat little town they call Belfast, apprentice to trade I was bound. And the many an hour sweet happiness have I spent in that neat little town. A sad misfortune came over me, which caused me to stray from the land. Far away from me friends and relations, betrayed by the Black Velvet Band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a Black Velvet Band. I took a stroll down Broadway, long for to stay, when who should I meet but this pretty fair maid, come a traipsing along the highway. She was both fair and handsome, her neck it was just like a swan, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Her of the land, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll with this pretty fair maid, and a gentleman passing us by. Well, I knew she meant the doing of him by the look in her roguish black eye. A gold watch she took from his pocket and placed it right into my hand. And the very first thing that I said was, "Fat cess to the Black Velvet Band." Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Before the judge and the jury, next morning I had to appear. The judge, he says to me, "Young man, your case, it is proven clear. We'll give you 7 years penal servitude to be spent far away from the land, far away from your friends and relations, betrayed by the Black Velvet Band." Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. So come all you jolly young fellows, a warning take by me. When you are out on the town, me lads, beware of the pretty colleens. They'll feed you with strong drink, me lads, till you are unable to stand. And the very first thing that you'll know is, you've landed in Van Diemen's land. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, her neck, it was just like a swan, and her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
The Dubliners and Black Velvet Band. Of course, if you like folk music, join Stephen Barry Monday evenings, 6 o'clock through until 8. However, this is me, Gavin Stewart, sitting here. It's now 18 minutes past 11, on our way through to midnight, and our next musical birthday, Joe Butler from The Loving Spoonful. Who remembers this away back from the 60s?
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load, a pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. Feeling right, a daydream will last long into the night. Tomorrow at breakfast you may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, about my bundle of joy.
The Loving Spoonful. What a day for a daydream. Yes, any day's good for a daydream. Oh, yes. Anyway, moving on. Our next musical birthday, Bernie Calvert, played bass with the Hollies for, years and years and years. I think 1966 to 1981, Bernie Calvert, and he certainly played on this one, The Air That I Breathe.
Can't think of anything I need.
Lovelies, The Air As I Breathe, a song written by Albert Hammond and Mike Hazelwood, who had met up in a group called The Family Dog. I'll dig that out and play it tomorrow night, I think. Anyway, that's how they met up, but they then went on to write many, many songs, and that was one of the hits they had, The Air That I Breathe. Next musical birthday is Kenny Jones, The Small Faces, Itchy Cooper. Oh, pardon me. Itchy Cooper.
Over bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get up, meet the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun and listen. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you
do? I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of food?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tears there?
I'll tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. 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 It's all too beautiful.
The Small Faces, Ichiku Park. Yes, that was a big hit for them. And that's celebrating the birthday of Kenny Jones from The Small Faces. Moving on, who have we got? Yes, Ron Blair from The Heartbreakers, of course, Tom Petty's backing band. But on this occasion, joining forces with Stevie Nicks, Tom Petty, The Heartbreakers, Stop Dragging Your Heart Around.
Come knocking on my front door. Save all
song, Stevie Nicks, Tom Petty, along with the Heartbreakers, Stop Dragging My Heart Around. Guess what? It's time to look at tomorrow's papers. Yes, we're looking at the front pages for the 17th of September. Let's sit back and listen, or look at these. Anyway, not good reading. The Daily Mirror, we start with that one, and I take them in no particular order. These are I read out how they're sent to me. So we start with the Daily Mirror. Hugh Edwards Shame, picture of him on the front page. The one that was originally taken when he was arrested. Placed on sex offender register, but he dodges jail. Newsreader paid pedo for sickening child abuse images. He betrayed audiences with who put trust in him, says the BBC. That's the whole front page of the Mirror. The Times... your reputation is in tatters, Hugh Edwards told as he spared jail. That's a little bit at the top of the front page. Working at home boosts productivity, says Labour. Wish they'd make up their mind. Doctors vote for 22.3% pay rise, but fight is not over. That is the Times. The Guardian. Suspect charged after apparent assassination attempt on Trump while he's playing a round of golf. Civil service chief faces pressure over leaks. Khan to ban traffic from struggling Oxford Street. And then a picture of Hugh Edwards given suspended jail term over indecent images of children. The Daily Mail. Amid Labour disquiet over wardrobe gate, Lady Starmer breezes up to London Fashion Week in another outfit she hasn't paid for. That says the Daily Mail. The main headline underneath that, as Hugh Edwards walks free despite horrifying new evidence of his crimes, disgraced, reviled, but not a day in jail. The Daily Express... again, leading with the Hugh Edwards story, reputation in tatters over child abuse images, damning verdict on shamed former BBC presenter Hugh Edwards as he avoids jail. The Daily Telegraph, Starmer defiant over peers' freebies. Anger as paedophile Edwards avoids jail. There's the Telegraph. Daily, Hugh Edwards avoids jail over images of child abuse. The Metro, Lucky Hugh, BBC news anchor avoids jail over child sex videos. And then lastly is Paranormal. It's the Financial Times. Brussels lines up 40 billion euro loans package for Ukraine despite faltering G7 effort. What else have we got? Starmer eyes asylum model. He's a quick trip to Rome to discuss how the Italians deal with all the immigrants. And Citigroup strips veteran executive of key compliance role after $136 million fine. Let's make that clear. Yes, still a lot of money that, isn't it? $136 million. How much does that equate? Certainly a lot more than I get in a pension. Anyway, here we are, the Bellamy brothers, continuing with our birthdays. David Bellamy, not the botanist. This is the singer, one of the brothers from the Bellamy brothers. I Need More of You.
I burning like they were on fire. Flames changing our love to desire.
Baby, my heart is screaming to sing.
Been together too long. It's strange, but how did our love get so strong?
There's nothing to keep us apart. We've got to catch up to our hearts. Changing my rain into sun. More of you, putting my blues on the run. I need more of you, darling, I need more of you. More, anything.
Played that just before we did the forecast for tomorrow. That is the Bill and Me Brothers, I Need More of You. Yeah, it's looking good for the next few days. Anyway, that was the Bill and Me Brothers, David Bill and Me, not the botanist, the singer, one of the Bill and Me Brothers. If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me and let your love flow? That was one of their songs as well, I Need More of You. Who's next? Oh dear, excuse me. Where are we? Alan Barton from Smokey. Now, living next door to Alice. My goodness me, is this the right or the wrong version?
Sally called when she got the word. She said, I suppose you've heard about Alice. Well, I rushed to the window and I looked outside, but I could hardly believe my eyes. There's a big limousine rolled up into Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice.
We grew up together, two kids in the park, carved our initials deep in the bark. Me and Alice. Now she walks through the door with her head held high. Just for a moment, I caught her eye as the big limousine pulled slowly out of Alice's drive.
I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice.
Sally called back and asked how I felt. She said, I know how to help. Get over Alice. She said, now Alice is gone, but I'm still here. You know I've been waiting 24 years. And the big limousine disappeared.
I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. But I'll never get used to not living next door to Alice.
Living next door to Alice.
Smokey and Living Next Door to Alice. Yes, there's two versions that they recorded of that song. One I wouldn't like to play on the radio any time at all. Not even at this late hour. Anyway, that was the version that you could play without any hassle. Next, our last musical birthday. Look at the time, 11:45. 15 minutes to go to midnight. Here's Richard Marx. And this is our last musical birthday for tonight. This is Hazard.
Yeah.
birthday, and that was Hazard. Well, would you believe it? It's nearly 10 minutes to midnight, and it's time to look at tomorrow's weather. But first of all, here's Henry and Alex as per normal. Where are they?
Hi, I'm Henry.
And I'm Alex.
And you're listening to
Sid Valley Radio.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for tomorrow. Oh my goodness me. Yes, sunshine all day, supposedly, from 7 o'clock in the morning all the way through to sunset tomorrow night. Oh, how lovely is that indeed. Oh, and it's a high of 19 degrees tomorrow, a low tomorrow night of 9 degrees, not much difference to tonight. Overnight tonight it's 8 degrees, so tomorrow night meant to be 9 degrees, sunny and a gentle breeze. Oh my goodness me, how lovely is that? And it's meant to be like that for the next 3 days. Yeah, Wednesday 22 degrees, Thursday 23 degrees. And guess what? Friday, possible thunderstorms and rain. Never mind. Oh dear. Oh, sunrise 6:52 tomorrow morning and sunset tomorrow evening 21 minutes past 8 tomorrow night. Joe Dolan, make me an island.
Different eyes, different size, different girls every day. Different names, different games, took my breath clean away. But I'm changed, rearranged, I'm enlightened. And how you have caught me, you have taught me, and I'm different now. Take me and break me and close. Shifting ground, that's the life I've seen. But I'm tired, uninspired, and I've wiped my slate clean. You are mine, I am yours. If the Lord will allow, you have caught me, you have taught me, and I'm different now. Take me and break me and close all your windows and doors. Shut me up, cut me up, make me an island, I'm yours. Take me away from the world, take me away from the girls. Take me and break me and make me an island, I'm yours.
Island. That is a favourite of my sister-in-law, Marlene, up in Edinburgh. Good evening to you. So it's nearly midnight. Yes, nearly time. I'll be getting my gym jams on and going off to read my book and get into bed. Maybe have a cup of tea before that, though. Anyway, that was a Joe Dolan, Make Me an Island. Time to just say, tomorrow, of course, we've got Bob tomorrow at 9. A replay of my Sunday show, the new Sunday show. I hope you enjoyed it. Swing Across Midday. It's great fun doing it. I'll be back, of course, doing 2 hours this coming Sunday, 11 through to one. Anyway, that's then there's Janet storytelling, we've got Rocking Lee, we've got the Duke, and guess what? Yes, I shall be back tomorrow evening at 11 o'clock on Sid Valley Radio. Here's who have we got next? Oh, Enrique Iglesias, Hero.
Let me be your hero. Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Or would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Or would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away. Would you swear that you'll always be mine? Or would you lie? Would you run and hide? Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be. My mind. Well, I don't care, you're here tonight.
Indeed, Enrique Iglesias. I'm sure that's how you mispronounce his name. Anyway, just time for me to say thank you all for listening. Do take care of yourselves. And I say I shall be back tomorrow evening at 11 o'clock. Have a great day. Let's continue and play out with Enrique. And thank you so much indeed for listening. Thank you. See you tomorrow night. Bye-bye for now.
Oh, I just wanna hold you. I just wanna hold you. Oh yeah, am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? Well, I don't care, you're here tonight.